Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, 680 in endoscopy report on Smith Tatum III, date of birth 7/28/1973, date of procedure May 20, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golcher, referring physicians, Dr. Sudha Kalva. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure, informed consent is obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, tissue, malignancy, or all experience of patient. Patient's breath in the SD suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-defined studio colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, oesophagus, valve, complex of the fold. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, or retroflexure is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was suboptimal to poor, Boston bowel prep score was 5 to 6, 1-2, 2, 2. Period, the patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings, Boston bowel prep score of 5 to 6, 1-2, 2, 2, with evidence of solid and liquid stool debris throughout mostly the right colon. Next line, there were 7 sigmoid colon sessile polyps, period. 6 were diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other was approximately 8 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a hepatic flexure sessile diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter splenic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 descending colon sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 8 rectal sessile polyps removed that were diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small in size. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given prep quality as well as number of polyps. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.